This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patients. Penilla, P-E-N-I-L-L-A, person Pedro, P-E-D-R-O, date of birth, November 18, 1958, date of evaluation, July 1, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Anthony Porter. The chief complaint, 65-year-old male referred for preoperative evaluation. The HBI The patient is a 65-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, period. He stated that the injury occurred on October 13, 2023, This occurred while the patient was apparently pulling on an unknown item while at work, period. He stated that he felt a snapping, tearing, T-E-A-R-I-N-G pain in his right shoulder, period. Pain was initially 10/10, period. However, he was treated conservatively to include physical therapy, period. He stated that pain is now 5/6/10 subjectively, period. He has had consistent pain and was felt to require surgery, period. He was evaluated by Dr. Porter, who felt that surgery was indicated, period. Patient is now seen preoperatively, period. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number diabetes, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number COVID-19, next number elevated troponin. The past surgical history includes bilateral IOL, the medications, losartan 25 milligrams 1 daily, rosuvastatin 5 milligrams 1 daily, metformin 500 milligrams daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, brother had CVA, social history, he notes alcohol abuse, otherwise unremarkable, review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight gain, oral cavity, he has upper partial eyes. He has had cataracts. Reveal systems otherwise unremarkable except as noted in the musculoskeletal. The physical examination, blood pressure 132/75, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 255 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular, he has very close to these of the left lower extremity. Abdomen is obese. Skin reveals tattoos on the upper extremities. He is noted to have 1+ sitting edema. Data review. EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 78 beats per minute. There is low limb lead voltage, period. Nonspecific TVA abnormality is noted, period. He apparently had an echocardiogram performed in 2020. This revealed mildly dilated LV. They had moderately reduced ejection fraction of 36%. There is moderate global hypokinesis present. Impression, this is a 52. Correction, this is a 65-year-old male with history of shoulder injury, period. He is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, rotator cuff repair, comma, distal clavicle excision, comma, open biceps tenodesis for diagnosis M75.121 and M75.41 under general anesthesia, period. The patient's history and exam is somewhat concerning, period. The records from 2020 were reviewed and revealed that he had left ventricular dysfunction and findings of cardiomyopathy. With left ventricular ejection fraction of 36%, period. He has history of diabetes and hypertension, period. On examination, he is noted to have 1 to 2+ sitting edema, period. Patient, under these circumstances, is not cleared for his surgical procedure, especially given history of elevated troponin, period. He requires repeat echocardiogram prior to his surgical procedure and should also be considered for nuclear scintigraphy to rule out ischemia, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending to patient on patient, Pedro Pena.